Hey, this is TA calling in from our Camp 11, day 13 on our Greenland ice cap to Jan Bornfeld trip. I want to give a shout out to my friend Michelle, who I know is training hard for some triathlons coming up, and I know she's working as hard as I am. We did 14.28 kilometers today in five pulls. We skied past the Loughlin group as we've come to call it, and are in good position to make our resupply on Tuesday. We have a question for you from the field. What is the difference between an ice cap, and we're not talking the kind from Tim's, and a glacier? I asked that question of Paul the other day, and we both had some ideas, but we'd love to hear from you. What is the difference between an ice cap and a glacier? We also had a question from you about our wake-up time. We wake up usually between 7 and 7:30 in the morning. Our bedtime is between 9 and 9:30 p.m., and yes, indeed, we usually fall asleep quite quickly because we've had a big day being physical outside. All of our dinner and breakfast food is either dried or dehydrated, and we prepare it by adding boiling water. So we make the boiling water by melting snow and then heating it on our little MSR Dragonfly stove. So we pour the boiling water into these envelopes that contain the food, and then we stir it up, being very careful to get all the food out of the corners. And then we have to keep it warm or incubate it for 5 to 8 minutes while it rehydrates and kind of remembers how to be food again. That's where I've been using my great boot parkas, my overboots that Marion made me, because they hold my dinner and keep it nice and warm while it's incubating. If you want to check out some of the things we've been eating, our dinners and our breakfasts come from expeditionfoods.com. Tonight we're having beef and potato hot pot. And tomorrow we're having hot cereal starts. And so cutting down in our food supplies, we have our food in case get into us because of weather or whatever. Trying hard to avoid the mango hot cereal start because nobody seems to start because it has too much milk. Another windy wake up this morning of 20 knot winds this morning, minus, I'm guessing, about 14 or 15 this morning. But it eased up as a little bit as we just ski, and in some ways I'm finding the wind friendly. You out there that have taken my winter camping course know that one of my favorite sayings is, sweat is evil. And what we need to do to travel every day is try to get too cold, or also don't get too hot. We're kind of like Goldie. If we want to just right, because if we get too sweaty, then when we stop moving, we'll get chilled really fast, and it's kind of challenging to dry your clothing on your we say sweat and undo zippers. I take off my buff, I gloves, I put on my gloves. It's a constant process, on taking off, zipping, unzipping, very active process to keep the temperature as close to slightly cool, but not too cold. And then we pull into a break, and we've got to put on a bunch of clothes, put on a couple layers to capture the heat we've been making, because once we stop moving, we can chill down pretty quickly. Often by the time we've sat for maybe 10 or 12 minutes, we can't wait to start skiing again, because our hands and our toes have started to get chilly, and it takes 5 or 10 minutes to get it all nice and warm again, and then we start peeling off all that clothes again. So our whole goal, of course, not too hot, not too cold, and we do that. And today we did that in five pulls, and we'll just continue to try to be staying just right. Hope you had a good Sunday, and we'll catch you from tomorrow. Take care. Bye.